Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And first, Alan, one word, cold.
It is so cold. You have no idea. So I was coming in and I saw the bank clock in Great Barrington and I think it read 18. I said, how did this happen? You know, just and by the way, nature is fooling with us because there's going to be some warmer weather, you know, coming. So this up and down stuff is really, you don't know what to expect.
Meantime, we have such a large state, New York, out in Buffalo. We're seeing at least four have been killed. Three were heart attacks, Alan. And this snowstorm has dumped more than 4 feet, 150 vehicles trapped. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, the governor has called out the National Guard and made it into an emergency. It is an emergency. He's right to do it. And this just dumped this huge amount of snow out there. And we're Florida compared to Buffalo.
Well, here's something a little bit disturbing. Aid groups see a significant drop-off in U.S. health volunteers to fight Ebola.
Well, who could be surprised? I mean, you know, we send these people over there, or they go on their own volition, and the United States is committed to helping Africa and to the certain African nations in doing that. And they go, and then when they come back, there is hysteria. And people are saying, quarantine them, put them out of sight. And when you do that, of course, which of us doesn't take a second look at whether or not we're doing the right thing and doing this heroic work in the first place? So I'm not surprised about this. Believe me, I'm not.
Well, the Senate Republicans have blocked the overhaul of the NSA program. It failed to secure the 60 votes needed to take up the legislation. And the Times had editorialized yesterday on this, Alan, saying if it failed, it probably would never get an opportunity now with the Congress going forward to pass.
Well, you know, this is a very interesting issue because you have on the one hand the civil libertarian community, which is saying it's not enough to approach it the way that this legislation does. You have the people on the right who are saying, no, we don't want this at all. We think that people's security is much more important. And if the government needs to do this, they need to do it. And then you have other people on the right, libertarian types, who are saying this is terrible and you shouldn't do it. So it does cross party lines. It is a mess, and there doesn't seem to be the kind of centrist position that will hold and allow the passage of some kind of legislation reining in the NSA. I don't have a lot of faith that it's going to get reined in no matter what the legislation says. But there is a question. When is there a tipping point between what we see as a protection of the American people and an infringement on their basic civil liberties?
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.